Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, it's Thursday. You know that means first round leader update.
Can't wait.
And as Buckley just, well, he just said it. He did not have today's first round leader.
And it makes me sad.
At the Canadian Open.
Busy looking at Todd Zeal trying to explain away how the Mets blew that.
It was, who's leading over there, Bucks?
Thorbjørn Olsen, the Danish Dynamite, and Cristobal del Solar from Puerto Rico.
Sounds like maybe both of those names you made up.
I did not. I only had Jake Knapp, who finished two shots
like
off the
Thormon Giantsbane from Game of Thrones is out there golfing, apparently.
You had Alex Smalley. He was in the lead for a while.
Smalley was in the lead for a little while. I had Shane Lowry and Justin Rose, who were both in the mix for a while. It was,
guys.
I can stand behind my card. It just wasn't a winner.
He's getting cold. He's getting cold.
Well, he was on a heater there. I mean,
can't last forever.
No.
It's all right. We're still like 6 out of 18 tournaments. It's not bad.
No, that isn't bad.
Buck just, you know,
that, for his
that's
last
a little
two.
Cocky sniff right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, a little bit, but he's 0 for his last two.
Well, I mean, calling it a cold streak, it's a winning season any way you cut it.
Yeah, all right. What have you done for me lately?
Sounds a little defensive, Buck.
Do you want my NBA Finals bets or not?
We'll get to him. Yeah, we got game one tonight. What time's that game tip?
I'm assuming 5.
Says
right?
5:30.
Yeah.
But that probably means it'll be like 5:42 or something.
Sure.
I feel like our NBA Finals talk will be at 5. That's what I'm thinking.
That's where you're thinking.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, we're careening towards in the news.
We sure are, rapidly. Fella.
I mean, there's a good chance we blow the rest of this segment talking about who the hell knows what.
You know what we're going to blow this segment on?
What do you
the
got?
Big dumper.
The dumper. MVP candidate Cal Raleigh?
He hit another home run today.
Yeah, another one.
Are you out of your mind?
The Mariners did lose.
Yeah, they stink.
4-3.
They got swept by the Orioles, for God's sakes.
Yeah, Baltimore suddenly found a little something. Yeah. Ad hit another home run today.
Well, did they find something, or did they just play the Mariners?
Well, they've won. I think they've won 6 or 7 in a row, haven't they?
They have won. Yeah, they've won 6 in a row.
Yeah.
Again, so, 3 of those against the Seattle Mariners. I mean, the Mariners, record, by the way, no longer in first place.
Is that Houston now?
Yeah, Houston's got them.
Stupid Astros. Mm. God, I hate the Astros.
I think we all
do. You know?
Yeah. At least they're not that good anymore.
Yeah, they're really not.
No.
They're not that scary.
You can move on to hating the Yankees and the Dodgers. And the one is, I don't know why more people don't hate the Dodgers. Because the Dodgers are the new evil empire. They're just kind of they've got some likable guys.
I said that last year.
I know.
Like, they're the new Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron Judge is basically Babe Ruth, and Shohei Ohtani may be the greatest baseball player we've ever seen, yet The big dumper is leading the American League. Or no, he's leading baseball.
Leading baseball, 24. He's one above Shohei Ohtani now. It was his 24th today. Judge is a loser with 21. And not just that, because Cal Raleigh's always had some pop, but he hits like 198. He's hitting like 270.
Yeah, that's really out of character for him.
They say he's hitting 264. His career batting average is 224. And the other thing about him is that he catches a lot. Like, you don't...
No.
I mean, we should not take Mike Piazza and, you know, like Pudge Rodriguez for granted. Yeah. Those guys were very special. You just don't get a lot of catchers who catch most days to put up offensive numbers like this.
No,
it just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
they're all beat up and they just don't hit like this. Salvi Perez holds the all-time record for home runs in a season by a catcher with 48. He did it just a couple of years ago. Now, the problem there, though, is that most of the time that season, he was the DH.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. They said that if you want to, because there was an article on this that talked about breaking it down to when you were actually catching.
Sure.
And the all-time leader in for catchers in home runs in the season while catching was Javi Lopez of the, I think he played for the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
42.
Yeah, Javi Lopez was a longtime catcher for the Braves.
Dumper has 24 already, and we're just now into June.
And you can make
he's catching.
And you can make the argument he's the best defensive catcher in baseball.
Yes, he's platinum behind the plate.
Yes.
It's crazy, dude.
And of all the hype train, that of all the prospects that have come through Seattle and haven't really panned out, Cal Raleigh wasn't one of them.
Well, he was a third-round pick.
I know, but he just, like, Cal Raleigh.
But you didn't hear much about
him. You did not hear much. And even when he started hitting, it was home runs, and it was kind of like, oh, this is kind of cute and doesn't hit very well, but he's got some pop to him. And he has morphed into the best catcher in baseball. And like I said, he is an MVP candidate right now. If it wasn't for Aaron Judge, and I get that, you know, they probably need to make the postseason, but if it's not Aaron Judge, who... In the American League right now, I think Cal Raleigh is your MVP. And I know there's a lot of baseball to go, and behind the plate, you can get beat up a lot. It's also why you see a lot of catchers end up moving to DH or moving to a different position. Because especially if this is going to be his offensive production, you got to think in another year or two, they start thinking about moving him somewhere else.
Yeah.
And to protect him.
Maybe.
Because this will beat you up. But, I mean, if I told you right now that... The best player on the Mariners is not going to be named Rodriguez, and instead it's going to be the big dumper.
Is he officially overrated? I think he is, fellas.
It's
Julio is not. He's just not.
Well,
he's just not.
He's so young. It's hard to call him.
How old is he now?
Let's look up
40.
I do not think he's 40. Come on. I'll bet you he's 25.
I'm a man. I'm 40. 24.
So
he'll be 25 in December.
Yeah, let's be fair.
I'll give him time, but God. Because
we do see guys come into the league and kind of have a splash and then kind of have a bit of a recession and then, you know, kind of come back. So I'm not ready to say that he's overrated. I will say that certainly some of the shine of being the next guy for the Mariners, that's come off, especially when one of your teammates who came in with a tenth of the hype that you did has lapped you at this point.
They gave him 12 years, $210 million bucks, too.
Yeah. He's hitting 248 with 10 and 32. You know.
I mean, he's just not that great.
No. He's not, but
he's got a superstar smile.
Yes.
Plays a mean center field.
Yeah,
and the potential is there for, you know, he's just got holes in his swing.
Yeah, but you know,
he's no Cal Raleigh.
Well, I mean, he hit 284 and 275 in his first 2 years with 28 and 75 and 32 and 103, and then last year, you know, was a regression, and so you were hoping for a bounce back. And if this year ends up, let's say if he ends up at 275 and he gets to 30. You know, he gets to 30 and 90, you know, then you feel, you feel better.
He's
but yes, right. I do all think right. that there is some.
I wonder what your brother thinks.
You know, I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of hate to go around because right now, at the beginning of the year, when they were cruising, the offense was great. And right now we're back to the offense not producing in
Polanco
big spots.
Can't, dude, that guy was hitting like 400 and now he can't hit anything.
Somebody on the text line says, if you take Cal Raleigh out of the Mariners lineup, they're the Rockies.
Oh, see, this is...
They're not quite that bad.
Not go that bad.
Probably not, but there's not a lot of more punch there.
Well, they've
but you are starting to see the offense come back down to earth from where it was at.
They can never hit. Rosarena can't hit. That guy can't hit. None of them can hit. Except for Dumps. And by the way, Dumps is going to be rooting against our Oregon State Beavers tomorrow. You know, he went to Florida State.
Oh, he's an FSU guy?
Yeah, he's a Knoll.
I didn't know he was a Seminole.
Yeah. Yeah, he played at Florida State.
Suck it, Dumper.
Yeah, he's about to get...
he's about to get beaved.
That's right. He is about to get beaved. Mm. All right, well...
He's from Cullowhee, North Carolina.
So basically, Rob crapped on Julio.
Yes.
Buckley crapped on the entire Mariner lineup, but we can all agree...
the text line crapped on the whole Mariner lineup.
But we can all agree...
The Dumper.
The Dumper...
He's legit.
...is amazing. And do you think, what is the Dumper's contract situation? Because they gave
him. They just signed him.
What did they sign him for?
I think they gave him $100 million. I don't remember how many years. Let me look.
You think he looks at the Julio contract and is like,
Yes.
Anyone?
You know, I will tell you that having a catcher.
6-year, $105 million.
Yeah.
And if this is what he is, that's the best deal in Major League Baseball.
It's a great one. I can tell you from personal experience as a Royals fan that having an elite catcher who's not just. Who can not only hit in the middle of your order, but stay healthy and play a great defense back there and handle pitchers, that is worth its weight in gold. We have Salvi Perez is still playing for the Royals.
Yeah.
The guy is the guy from our championship run, you know.
And still plays at a nice level.
And it's like Raleigh could be that. Yeah. Like he kind of is that right now for the Mariners. So it's like if you had to choose between the Raleigh deal or the Julio deal – You're choosing Raleigh.
No, it's not even close.
I mean, it's...
They're paying him $2.6 million this year.
It's crazy.
Next year, 12, then 13, and then 24, 24, and 24, and he'll be 34.
He's your franchise player.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes, he is. And I think that's the amazing part with all of the guys that have been brought in and all of the prospects that we're supposed to hit. The fact that we're sitting here talking about Cal Raleigh as a potential MVP is shocking. Fun fact, when's the last time we had a catcher win an MVP?
Probably Piazza, right?
Did Piazza win an MVP?
Did Posey win one?
Ooh, that's good. Maurer?
I mean, I should know that.
Maybe Joe Maurer.
I think Maurer won one.
I'm going to go Joe Maurer on your ass.
Buster Posey.
Nice. Look at Giants boy over there.
Yep. You know what? Posey's power numbers went way down as his career went on. They ended up moving him to first base, but they kind of lament that not early enough. He just...
Yeah, and that's why I said,
just wears
if you're
down.
Raleigh,
yep.
If you're Cal Raleigh and you're the Mariners...
More DHing, more first
you
base.
You go through this year, and if he ends up hitting 250 and giving you 45, just next year, move his ass to first base or put him at DH, and you're like, do not put him behind the plate and beat him up if these
his
are his
big
numbers.
Ass.
His big ass.
Remember, that's why they call him the dumper.
Yeah, by the way, you guys were both right. Posey in 2012, and then before that was Maurer in 2009. But you think about it, since 2009, we've had two catchers, and Raleigh right now, minus Judge, is your MVP. Move him.
Did Piazza ever win a
I'll have to
MVP.
Look, but
I've got the list here. Piazza did not. Pudge Rodriguez did in 99.
Okay.
And then you have to go all the way back to Thurman Munson, Johnny Bench, Elston Howard, Roy Campanella. Like, it's
also
really bare in the 80s.
The fact that 99 Pudge was probably, he had steroids coming out of his ears. So that probably helped, too. Piazza did as well, but he never won the MVP.
So Pudge Rodriguez.
And Piazza was a bad defensive catcher, too.
1999, 332, 35 home runs, 113 ribs.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Let's see what Raleigh's on pace for.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, wait.
He is currently on pace to hit 64 home runs, by the way.
Nice!
Wow. What if Raleigh gets hot in September?
Sets the AL record.
And goes after Barry freaking Bonds. And then gets popped for steroids.
Let's go. Yes, according to this, he is on pace for arguably the the greatest catcher season of all time.
Yeah.
Well, what was Judge's number that he finished at? Was it 63? I thought the Judge I don't think he passed 63. So Raleigh gets 64, better than Judge.
He would have, quote, the real record, because so they call it the AL record.
He's currently on pace for 64, you said?
Yes.
That's what you said.
Yeah, he's Judge was at 62.
I thought he beat it by one, reason. Huh? Okay. Well, then Cal Raleigh, I think it's safe to assume Cal Raleigh at this point.
So if Raleigh beats Judge, if he gets more than 62, mm-hmm. he's with Sosa, McGuire, and Bonds is the only guys to hit more than that.
Silly. So right now, he's first in home runs, he's fifth in extra base hits, he's third in slugging percentage, he's tied for fifth in OPS, and he has the best at-bats per home run ratio in Major League Baseball.
Bonds, many... Sosa, McGuire, Raleigh.
That's crazy. That. Yeah. How many does he finish with?
Oh, God.
I bet he hits 49.
Yeah, I was going to say somewhere in the mid to high 40s.
Hopefully he stays healthy.
Yeah, he'll take a foul ball off the kneecap or something. You know,
maybe the question, Rob, is does he get Salvi's record? You said it was 48, right?
48. Yeah, I think he does. Well, I mean, he's already got 24.
It's halfway there.
Dude, weird stuff happens. I'll go. The record's 40. I'll give him 46.
Everyone hits a skid in the summertime. That's dog what I'm days, saying. All that. Like,
you know, if you ever ask me, is someone going to break someone's record? Always take the no.
I want him to cork his bat.
47. Is he
a Sosa hitting, move?
I think he's hitting the torpedo, is he not?
Yeah, he's a torpedo.
I think the dumper's a torpedo guy.
Wasn't he a torpedo from one side of the plate, but not the other? Wasn't that the initial thing? Is he didn't have it yet for his lefty at-bats or something, which I didn't understand why that would matter?
That's the other thing. He's a switch hitter. What can he do? You think he's married?
I'm sure we can find it out.
All right, well, now we're just... We're wallowing. Yeah.
We're wallowing in the magic that is the big dumper. By the way, if you bring up Cal Raleigh, the second thing is Cal Raleigh married?
Stephanie.
And yes, Stephanie Raleigh.
Aw.
Care to comment?
No. No.
Me neither.
But I bet they're wonderful. And Raleigh used to be skinny, Cal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Skinny Cal.
Look at that.
College Cal.
Well... He's boy, even when he first came up with the Mariners, my man's got some, Stephanie's a good cook, I bet.
Okay, coming up next, we have one more baseball note. You know, there is another Ishbia.
Yeah, I saw this.
I had no idea until today. Ishbia
part two.
How many freaking Ishbias are there?
Oh, at least two.
So we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.